What we've seen in Mumbai has been brewing for a long time, and the war on terrorism and the attack on Iraq only compounded the situation. What we call collateral damage and going after the wrong people actually turns moderates into extremists. And that inflammation then gets organized and it appears as this disaster in Bombay. Now, the worst thing that could happen is there's a backlash on the Muslims from the fundamental Hindus in India, which then will perpetuate the problem. Inflammation will create more inflammation.
And let me jump in on that, though, because you're presuming something very important, which that it's Muslims who have carried out these attacks, and in some sense, with Washington in their sights.
Ultimately, the message is always towards Washington, because it's also the perception that Washington, in a way, directly or indirectly, funds both sides of the war on terrorism. We fund our side, then our petrodollars go into Saudi Arabia, through Pakistan, ultimately these terrorist groups, which are very organized. You know, Jonathan, it takes a lot of money to do this. It takes a lot of organization to do this. Where's the money coming from? You know, the money is coming from vested interests. I'm not talking about conspiracy theories, but what happens is, our policies, our foreign policies, actually perpetuate this problem because, you know, 25% of the world's population is Muslim. And they're the fastest growing segment of the population in the world. The more we alienate the Muslim population, the more the moderates are likely to become extremists.
I hope you'll forgive me for jumping in because someone might say the dispute over Kashmir has caused so much violence, so much terror. And that's not Washington's fault, and the war on terror hasn't really been the problem there.
It's not Washington's fault. You know, right now, this is not Washington's problem, it's not India's problem, it's not Pakistan's problem, it's not Afghanistan's problem, it's not Saudi Arabia's problem, it's everybody's problem. This is the moment where India has to stop blaming Pakistan and actually ask Pakistan for help, because Pakistan is going to become a failed state as a breeding ground for this terrorism. In turn, it's not enough for Zardari to say, I condemn this. He should be telling India, what can I do to help eliminate these terrorist groups? And as far as Kashmir is concerned, unless they find an equitable solution for the Kashmiris, which is independent of India's interests, independent of Pakistan's interests, the problem is going to perpetuate. So it's all interlinked. There has to be a Kashmir resolution. There has to be the ceasing of enmity between India and Pakistan. And there has to be also a broader perspective for America that declaring a war on terrorism is an oxymoron. War is what the people wearing uniforms and pressing buttons from 35,000 feet above sea level, causing collateral damage, they call it the war on terrorism. The other side perceives it as awe and terror. Okay, so it's a perspective. Right now, the Americans have to come up with a policy, hopefully President-elect Obama, who says, you know, 25% of the world's population is Muslims. How can I use these 25% to overturn the tables on these terrorist groups? Because these terrorist groups, the worst thing that could happen for them is if Obama wins the sympathy of the Muslim world by making friends with them.